Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my parents, but only my mom has a microphone. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You just flew in on a flight. Are you tired?
I am a little tired.
Where were you?
On bus tour with Colleen.
I know. What city?
Oh, we flew in from Memphis.
How far is Memphis? I don't know
in
geography.
In Tennessee. It's way over there.
So you're pretty tired.
South.
What time did you have
there.
To wake up?
We got up at 5.
Oh.
His dad got up flight earlier than us.
That hurts.
So
that hurts.
I just stayed up.
So podcasting is the number one thing you want to be doing right now.
I love being here with you.
That's okay. I got you an iced tea.
Everything's okay with an iced tea.
All right. Happy left-handed day.
Happy left-handed day.
Shout out to all the left-handed people who have smudged papers.
Yes.
I read a thing where it's like you can't write on a whiteboard because you just wipe
smudge.
It off.
Yeah.
You just literally wipe it off if you're writing with your left hand. And spiral notebooks.
Yes.
They destroy their arms.
Yep.
I feel so bad. I
think and scissors. They gotta have different scissors.
And like the mouse is, they have to move the mouse of a computer to like the other side of the computer.
Yes.
This is only 10% of the population, I believe, is left-handed. But
yeah.
It sucks for that 10%. The world is not set up for you.
Well, maybe they learn how to do things with both hands. Then.
Someone said that their teacher forced their dad to use his right hand so he had to learn to become ambidextrous. That's really mean. If someone forced me to use my left hand for literally anything, I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Now, be honest, though. When you were little, didn't you try to write your name wishing you were left-handed?
No, I didn't wish I was left-handed. I wish I was ambidextrous because Colleen liked to pretend that she was.
You always pretend that you're left-handed. You always pretend that you always want to wear glasses. You always want to have braces until you get those things.
Nope, never wanted braces or glasses got both. So that's great. but I tried once writing my name with my left hand and you couldn't read it. I couldn't read it and I wrote it.
Practice.
Why would I practice it?
I don't know, for fun.
What's the point?
So you can write your hand with your left hand.
Another thing.
Your hand with your left hand.
You're tired. You woke up at 5.
Jet lag.
Okay. You're not jet lagged.
It's only 2-hour difference.
I used to think that jet lag meant that you just went on a jet that day.
Oh, really?
I didn't know it had to do with time. So I'd be like, I'd get home from someplace that was the same time zone. I'd be like, I am jet lagged because like I've been traveling all day. So I was tired, but I thought it meant, you know, you just got lagged on a jet. I didn't realize it has to do with time zones. People are starting to head back to school here in the States.
Yes.
May God have mercy on your soul. May the odds be ever in your favor.
And for the teachers.
Yeah. What do teachers do during the summer?
Oh gosh, they do a lot of things.
Like what? You sound like you have all the info.
They're prepping.
Are they
teachers
prepping?
Teachers are unsung heroes, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know. They get paid crap here. But do they have other jobs or do they take vacation? Or
no.
What do you mean no? You don't know all teachers.
I'm sure their vacation time is short because then they've got to get set up for the next.
Well, because I know some teachers don't put that much effort into it.
The teachers I knew did. They worked their little heinies off.
Man, that seems like a lot of work.
Very dedicated.
I feel like a lot of elementary, like younger teachers are just preparing to make the classroom look nice.
Well, you got to keep the kids' attention.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who became like second, third, fourth graders.
Yeah.
And they're the week before school, they're just posting about how cute their classroom is, which is nice.
But there's a lot of work to do.
There is
a lot
a lot of work to do. I'm very well aware of the amount of work that they have to do. But I'm saying, do they have a second job during the summer? Because they don't make much money.
I don't know. Maybe some do.
They don't get paid for those 3 months, right?
I don't know how it
works.
Well,
you were acting like you knew everything about teachers during the summer, and now you're saying you don't know nothing.
No. I just knew some teachers, and it was great that they got to have a couple weeks off in the summer or a month off. But
what's the normal amount of vacation break for someone in a normal job?
A week.
Really? Is that so? Is all you get is a week a year? No.
Starting job's 2, then
Okay, so my dad said softly whispering in the corner that you get 2 or 3 or 4 weeks off a year. So that's nice. Anyway, relatable tweet of the week. Clary? I don't know. She says, I'm kidding, unless you're down. That is the relatable tweet of the week. Have you ever say something, you're like, oh, I'm just kidding. Wait, unless you really want to.
Oh, yeah.
That took you a while. Mom, you're asleep, aren't you?
No. I had to think about what you were saying.
It's, I'm kidding, unless you're down. Yeah, I do that all the time.
So in my brain, it was like, what was the first thing you said?
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, I'm kidding. Unless that's what you really wanted, then I'm game for it. I had to change the lingo in my head.
Okay. It's okay. Kidding unless you're down.
Got it.
That's related. That's, I think, everybody. They're like,
true.
They give out a really obscure, random, kind of lame idea or too extravagant idea, and they're like, oh, just kidding.
I mean, yeah.
Unless you're for it, then I'm all down. I thought it was funny, but then
that is,
but then you didn't get it. Colleen Ballinger spends fourth week at number 10 on the top comedian social media ranking.
Whoa.
So she's been up there for a while.
She has.
Cool.
That is cool.
I'm related to that.
She's pretty funny.
Okay. So here's a story. Mm-hmm. There's this Fortnite streamer named Ninja.
Okay.
So he plays Fortnite, a video game, and streams it.
Okay.
That's his job. That's what he does.
Okay.
Okay. So he's really good at Fortnite.
All right.
But a lot of times with video games and you're streaming, you do it with another person. Like, you stream with another person. So, yeah. Like, you do it together. You're not always, you don't have to be in the same room, but, like, you could be on the other side of the world and stream together.
Cool.
Playing a game, all right? But this guy says, this ninja guy says that he won't stream with female gamers for the sake of his relationship. Saying he doesn't want, because he's married.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't want any rumors to happen while streaming with these other girls, people thinking that he's flirting with them.
Mm-hmm.
I see both sides of the argument of that's stupid or that makes sense. I see both sides. What is your take before I say my sides? Do you think that's smart or not?
It just depends, because if you're in there for the game and all you're doing is gaming and not doing other,
then it shouldn't be an issue, right?
Shouldn't be an issue. But if it opens the door for you to
see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it just,
because I don't know, Dad or Christopher, men that are married and respectable and would never ever do anything that would disrespect their wives.
Right.
I feel like Christopher's dad could game with another woman and no one would think twice, because they never put themselves
in a position
in which it would be taken negatively. Also, right. Secure relationships, you wouldn't, I just think that maybe they're a little insecure in the relationship.
Perhaps.
And also his personality and how he responds to people flirting with him,
mm-hmm,
is what changes the whole outcome.
You can shut that down instantly.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Like what you said, if you're just gaming and you're just playing a game, then it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
But I can see how he maybe respects his wife so much that he doesn't even want a chance of that to happen. Because he does get memes and clickbait happening, like, oh, they stream together a lot. Maybe, you know.
Mm.
But you can make things, it's like, because I'm friends with guys, mm-hmm, and there's never been a single rumor.
Right.
Because it's how you act.
Yes.
So I see both sides of it.
You do.
But I also know that there's a way to have a relationship with the opposite sex with no rumor starting because of how you, your actions, because of your actions.
True.
So it's on, I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe they're both jealous people, so they don't like when the other person does stuff with the opposite sex.
Could be.
A lot of people are saying he's being disrespectful to female gamers. I don't think he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's an issue. I don't think he has disrespect for them.
No. Or doesn't think they're as good a player. No. Or
I don't
like
think
that.
It has that's to do with that. I think it just has to do with the insecurities in the relationship, maybe. Or he doesn't know how to act with women other than flirting. I don't really know him.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I see both sides, but there is a way to act where there wouldn't be an issue.
Well, everybody can do it their own way.
So Alex Jones, do you know who that is?
No, I do not.
Dad, do you know who Alex Jones is? He's nodding yes. It's this extreme alt-right radio show host / mm-hmm, conspiracy theorist. He's like,
oh,
crazy.
Okay.
He's dad's nodding yes. He does things like, he said what was it, Sandy Hook, we're all actors and stuff like that. He comes up with things
Hillary Clinton.
I took a screenshot. He came up with some crazy accusations on stuff. Let's see if I can find my screenshot. But anyway,
there are some things you just don't. Yeah, that's wrong.
No, yeah. He said Robert Mueller was a pedophile. He said Jennifer Lopez should go get gang raped. He says Hillary Clinton ran a satanic child sex ring out of a pizzeria.
This sounds like a very bored man.
I can't speak. Yeah, but he makes like all of these accusations, which have led his fans to go like, why can't I say
pizzeria?
That, my God, I couldn't freaking speak. It was in, I'm reading the word and I couldn't say it.
Jet lag?
Pizzeria. Yeah, jet lag. Jet lag.
But we'll blame everything on today.
That's all jet lag. But one of his fans went into a pizzeria with a gun because he thought Alex Jones was real. I don't think he killed anybody, but he went in with waving his rifle around and he was shooting, but not at people because he believed Alex Jones that Hillary Clinton was running a sex trafficking thing out of a pizza parlor. So anyway, this dude, little off his rocker, in my opinion. So lately, all these social media places have banned him. Apple banned his podcast. YouTube banned his videos.
Good.
Facebook banned him. And everyone's saying it's because of hate speech and it's spreading racism, basically, and hate. And he's promoting violence. And
yes,
his actions being like, this person should go die or something leads to things. So these people all banned him. But Twitter is refusing so. And they're saying he hasn't violated any of their hate speech things, which he has. So there's this huge debate going around where should we ban people from free, because they're saying it's a freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
But the freedom of speech, all of these companies are private owned companies, so they're allowed to kick anyone off for any reason. It's not,
right.
So they're allowed to. But all these places are putting in anti-bullying, anti-hate speech things in. And Twitter's real quick to delete someone's account if they don't have a birthday on their site. But they do take down a lot of sites that have hate speech and, you know, and bullying stuff on them. But for some reason, they're not shutting down Alex Jones. And I don't know. No one really quite knows. But should he be shut down? That's the thing. If
negative things are coming out of it, harmful things.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this whole thing.
Freedom of speech and difference of opinions and all that. But when it gets crazy like that, that's not good.
Yeah, since Twitter just put this huge anti-bully, anti-hate speech, like, let's be a positive area, and then refuses.
Right.
Because, they're allowed to do what they want. They're Twitter.
They have a lot of followers.
Yeah, he's huge. Oh. He's, extremely famous. But, yeah, I don't know. But then I guess at the same time, you have to shut down Trump's Twitter account.
Oh, let's please.
So I think it's just, I think they don't know where to draw the line.
He bullies too.
I know. So, I mean, his wife has an anti-bullying online campaign and he's the biggest bully there is. But I think that with famous people, I don't think Twitter's going to do much because they don't. I don't think they want to.
Well, didn't they shut down that Paul Logan guy?
No.
Oh, I thought they did.
No. YouTube did. YouTube is much more strict, and Facebook is going crazy because they had such bad publicity a few months ago. But so, I don't think Twitter's going to shut down big people. I think they don't care about little accounts, so they'll shut down a little account real quick, being like, my brother's bullying me. So they'll shut down that. I mean, that wasn't supposed to be mocking. That was supposed to be a child's voice. I'm just really bad at it. So I don't know. I just don't know the whole thing. Should he be? Should he not be? I haven't really decided. I mean, I just think that they should make clearer rules. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
They put rules in place and someone's breaking them and they're going if you're a site that says anything can go, then you're a site that says anything can go anyone can say anything. That's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but it's fine because that's your rules. But for them to put out rules and being like, we're not going to allow this or that, and then to allow it, that's where I think.
But what's scary is if he has that many followers, why are all everyone listening to him?
Because he's the loudest voice in the room. Some people just listen to the loudest voice. They don't listen to the correct one or the nice one.
That's true.
It's someone who's there's a lot of angry people out there. And when they find someone else that's angry, they don't care what they're angry about. They just want to be angry with them.
They just need a hug from their mommy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But anyway, the dude's a dickwad, in my opinion. And I just think I don't really care if Twitter shuts him down or not. I more care about Twitter sticking to the rules.
Right.
And not giving favoritism to one person over the other based on the amount of followers they have. That's all I care about. But Apple, Facebook, and YouTube banned them. So that's all. Nicki Minaj came out with the new album, Queen. Mm-hmm. It dropped. I listened to it. I liked it.
Did you?
I would appreciate it if every time a singer or a female singer dropped an album, the fans of that singer doesn't attack people that got. Okay, how do I say this?
Jet lag.
Nicki Minaj dropped a great album, mm-hmm. and it knocked Cardi B off of a few lists because Cardi B's album has been out for a while.
Yeah.
And Nicki Minaj's fans, I think they're called Monsters, were all excited that Cardi B got knocked off.
Oh, that's not polite at all.
And then at the same time, and then also Ariana fans are like, well, just wait for Ariana to drop her full album. No. Then Nicki's going to get dropped. People,
just be nice.
Just
be happy for everyone.
People are coming out. Yeah. Just people are coming out with great music. Let's all just listen to the music.
Yeah.
And then that's like, yeah, it's great when someone gets on the top chart. That's really great for that person. They work hard. They get it. That's great. Celebrate that. But don't stop it, guys. I'm a fan of Cardi B, Nicki, and Ariana. I think that they're all amazing. I like all styles of it.
Yeah.
I've listened to all of it. Well, not all of Sweetener. It's not out yet. But I've listened to everything. I just don't get why people get so excited to just put down someone else.
I don't know.
Putting down someone else doesn't lift someone else up.
No, it does not.
Just lift some. You could lift them up by yourself. You don't have to put someone else down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes me angry. Everyone, just be excited. It's all good music. They're all good albums. They all have their moment in the spotlight. Just let it be, you guys.
There can't be two number ones. You got to have a number one and a number two. And then it changes.
Yes.
It switches.
No.
And then turns.
And then there'll be another album that knocks off Nicki. And there'll be another album that knocks off Ariana. There'll be another album. You can't stay at the top forever.
You have to wait for your turn on the swing.
Yes. Wait for your turn, guys. Don't cut down everyone else's swings when you want your turn.
Yeah.
On a different note, mm-hmm. did you hear about the Seattle hijacker?
I did.
This baggage claim dude. Stole a plane.
Yes, he did.
Dude flew away with it. And then I didn't listen to the recording because it would have made me cry. But he was basically he was done with life.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to hurt anybody else. Yeah. Because they said, why don't you come down and land? And he goes, that would risk. He said, I think I'll just nosedive and call it a night. Because he didn't want to risk killing anyone while he landed. So he nosedived.
And he didn't want to go to jail.
No, he didn't want to go to jail. He was done. You don't steal a plane and then expect to go meander through a mall later that day.
Yeah.
So he was done, which is sad. Yeah. But then everyone's freaking out about security, about airports. But he'd been working there since 2015. So he had been 3 years. He had high clearance. He wasn't supposed to be able to get into the cockpit. I watched Seinfeld the other day, and he mentioned, are there keys to an airplane? And I've been thinking about that since. He's like, are there keys to an airplane? And then reading the thing, you're supposed to lock the cockpit. I don't think there's actual keys to the plane itself, unless it's like a small tiny little plane.
Any pilots out there, let us know.
But they were supposed to have locked the cockpit, but they didn't, and that's how he was able to get inside, because it just wasn't locked.
And how many cockpits had he tried he found one unlocked?
That's a good question. How many times has he attempted this?
Yep.
But he did a few tricks in the air.
He did. I heard.
I mean, you have to be pretty. He wasn't a skilled. He knew how to fly a plane, but he wasn't super skilled. And also, it wasn't like a plane to do tricks in.
No, it was not.
But anyway, so the whole thing is sad. But
yeah,
at least he wasn't trying to hurt anyone. He did, cost a lot of money.
And
destroyed an airplane and
disrupt a lot of lives. Yeah, for shutting down the airport, canceling flights.
Yeah, but he was troubled, and that's another. This check in on people, guys. Check in on people.
Yeah,
you never know what someone's going through. But hey, it was pretty cool that he knew how to fly an airplane. I don't even know how to do that.
He said he learned from video games.
Really?
Something he said he learned. I think that's what I heard. I could be wrong.
My dad's shaking his head. Yes.
Yeah, but he said he learned how to fly.
Wow.
Playing video games.
How intense are video games getting that you know how to take off, do loop de loops?
I'd like to learn how to fly a helicopter. So,
you'd rather do a helicopter over a plane?
Oh, I'd love both.
I'd rather do a plane over a helicopter, just so if I'm on a plane and there's an emergency, I know I could sort of figure out the plane a little bit.
Okay. Well, helicopter, you can land in more places. Oh, I don't know. It goes the thing on the top. Maybe not.
You can land in more places with helicopters because it's a straight down.
Yeah.
With planes, you have to come in at an angle. So you have to have a long strip, landing strip instead of a helipad.
Yeah.
A pad versus a strip.
So you can land more places.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think for safety, it's smarter to know how to fly a plane.
I'd like to know how to fly a plane because when I'm on the plane, if I think it's a little too bumpy, I want to be like, you know, let me take over.
You're just going to take over the pilot's jobs.
And also knowledge is power. Power over your own fears.
If you had the choice, you'd rather own a helicopter and fly that around than a plane.
Oh, hello. If I get one, I would...
Where are you going with us?
I would own a plane, too.
Okay, not two. You get to pick one.
Oh, man.
What toy do you want? A plane or a helicopter?
Gosh. Probably a plane.
Really? All right.
I think.
You could fly more people around.
Yeah. All right. Because I'm thinking of my family. Not that they'd get in the plane with me, but...
I would not get in a plane with you, Mom.
I know. You stress out when I drive.
I really do. A few years, I'm going to take your keys away. Did you watch Kanye West on Jimmy Kimmel?
No, but I heard about it.
Yes. I didn't watch it either. I just saw the clip that went around, and then I saw that. So Jimmy Kimmel is interviewing Kanye West, and the clip that's going around is Jimmy Kimmel was like, you say that Bush was super, super racist. How can you sit here and tell me that Trump isn't? And then Kanye looked like he was thinking for about 5 seconds, and then Jimmy Kimmel cuts to commercial and goes, okay, and then we'll be back, blah, blah, blah. So it looked like Kanye didn't know how to answer the question. Now, if you look at the rest of the interview, he takes time to answer each question. And so he does pause. So, but Jimmy just cut to commercial to make it, didn't give him really a chance to explain himself. Now, that being said, so Kanye tweeted, I have an answer. He just didn't give me a chance to say it. And then Jimmy Kimmel was like, sometimes, you know, he was like, it happens. I love Kanye, whatever. And so, but everyone's saying, okay, Kanye, if you have the answer to the question.
What is it?
What's the answer to the question? Because he still hasn't given the answer to the question. And I feel, this is my problem with Kanye, is he says, like, I don't agree with everything with Trump, but like he says he loves Trump, but he doesn't explain anything. Right. He's not giving like, I like the fact that he does this, or I don't like the fact that he does this, or here's my reasoning for anything. He just blurts out these things. He's like,
makes a statement. And that's it.
And then it's just so confusing, and I'm so confused by it.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, if you have the answer to the question, why aren't you giving the answer to the question? If you want to like redeem yourself and say, no, I have an educated answer.
Yeah.
Then give the educated answer. Don't just say it. You can't. Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Yes.
So that's it. That's, I mean, so he says he had an answer. And I do think Jimmy cut him off for humorous effect, but also to be like, screw you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But that's it. That's all the news I have. Do you have any more news?
I saw a bride got married in her church that was flooded in the Philippines.
She wasn't going to let it stop her?
No way.
Were there a guest?
Yes. Or walking down the aisle. She had her people with her.
She didn't want to change locations to a drier area?
I think it was pretty flooded everywhere.
So she just went along with it. Was it a destination wedding or was it
that's
where she's from?
That's where they're from.
She wanted to get married. She wasn't delaying it.
And it wasn't just she. They wanted to get married. Okay. And the families were there.
Well, the story, you said the bride. So it was great.
Well, they always showed the bride thinking, I don't know why they do that.
I don't either. Because people think weddings are only for women.
That's not true. It's just not true.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm done.
There you go. All right. My mom came up with a new game. We're calling... What? Don't look at me like that.
I didn't come up with it.
Well, tell me the origin of how the game came about.
I saw an actor just reading the lyrics.
Christopher Walken.
But of course he does it in his way, the way he talks.
Which is Christopher Walken talking.
Yeah.
He's got to
talk. And reading lyrics to song, and it was just so funny.
Okay, so what we're going to do, it's called Speak That Song. I've named it.
We won't be funny.
We won't be as funny.
We're just reading in a normal
voice. But we're going to try and trick each other and just read lyrics to popular songs I'm going to do songs I know my mom would know, and she's going to do songs she knows I would know. So we're going to speak the lyrics and see if we can guess that song. Because you know, sometimes you don't, if someone just says the lyrics and you read the lyrics, you can't figure out what the song is. You need the melody.
Right.
So we're going to talk these out and see if the other person can guess the song. All right. So you're going to do it to me first.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to do it without doing the melody.
You used to call me your angel, said that I was sent straight down from heaven.
What?
You hold me close in your arms. I love the way you feel so strong. I never wanted to leave you. I want you to stay here holding me. I miss you. I miss your smile. Isn't it weird, Rachel?
I don't know the song.
I still shed a tear every once in a while. And even though it's different now, you're still here somehow. My heart won't let you go. And I need you to know I miss you. Sha la la la. I miss you.
Sha la 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 la. Don't be. No, what is that song?
Justin Bieber.
What song is it?
I don't know. I didn't put the title there.
Oh, Ma! I don't know what song it is.
I'll tell you what it was. I have to look at my history.
I know most of his songs.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. You've ruined the whole game.
Yeah, it was Miley Cyrus.
Was it an Miley Cyrus song? Ma! I'm Googling it. What was the first thing you said?
It's from the album Best of Both Worlds.
Is that Hannah Montana song, Mom? Did you just read me the lyrics to a Hannah Montana song?
I screw up so bad on my own game. See, it says I miss you. Album of both worlds. Best of both worlds.
Let me see this. Album Best of Both Worlds. Shalala. Come, what? I miss you.
Go back.
What?
Do they?
I don't know this song. It's a Miley Cyrus song that's called I Miss You.
What is Miley Cyrus?
AKA Hannah Montana, if it's the best of both worlds.
Okay. Oh, well.
That, if anyone else knew that, you win. All right. I'm going to sing you a song.
No, you're going to read me a song.
I'm going to read you a song.
Go for it.
Now, this is a song. I'm just not going to give anything. Every now and then, the things I lean on lose their meaning.
James Taylor.
Dang it! It's so hard. You're very limited on what songs you know. You know Amy Grant and James Taylor, so I had two to pick from. I could have just pulled your thing and just done a song you don't know at all.
I don't know the next one I'm doing for you either.
Oh, my God. Okay, go for it.
Oh, okay. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa. You know you love me. I know you care. Just shout whenever and I'll be there.
Oh, wait, okay. Okay, keep going.
You are my love. You are my heart. And we will never.
It's Justin Bieber, right?
Ever be apart, yeah.
What's the song? Hold on.
You didn't tell me I'd have a song name.
What's the game?
Keep reading it. There you go.
You know you love me. I know you care. Just shout whenever.
There you go. You got it.
Oh, it's Baby. Okay. Baby.
I messed up. I knew I did a Miley Cyrus and a Justin Bieber.
There you go. All right.
Amy Grant.
No. Okay, go. That would have been too easy, Mom.
Okay, go.
This one's going to be super easy.
Okay, well, let's try.
It didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do. So much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets?
Backstreet Boys.
You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. It's game on. Go fly.
I would never have known that's what the words were. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you knew that. Smash Mouth, All-Star. You know that song, right?
I used to listen to it all the time. Okay. On my power walks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I won.
You did win. Because I failed miserably.
You only failed 50% of it. I love it. I did tell you I knew all Miley Cyrus.
And I did look up the songs 2 seconds before the podcast.
You did.
Because I was on a plane. There was no internet.
I told you to do it last night.
I was sleeping.
Well, you could have done it in your sleep, Mom. That was a good. I enjoy that. If we put a little more effort into finding,
I think
a song,
it would be good. Yeah.
If you expanded your artist list,
yes, true,
was very difficult. All right, let's move on to questions. McKenna asked how to deal with high school drama as an adult in the working world. Well, I have to say, I don't deal with high school drama as an adult in the working world. I don't quite know what this question means. If you're an adult, I don't think you should be getting involved in high school drama.
No.
And maybe if, like, you're a parent, then you deal with it as a parent.
Yes.
Or if you're a teacher, deal with it as a teacher. My dog is snoring.
He's very
so
tired.
Hard right now. Yes. So I don't quite know what you mean. I would say don't get involved in it. Yeah. That's why.
Or guide them to the people that can help.
Yeah. Or just, I try not to get involved.
Right.
All right. Alyssa asks, is California rain warm? Ours in Germany isn't, and that sucks. It depends what the temperature out is when it rains.
Because we could have a tropical storm and it feels
warm. Or it could be in the winter and it's cold.
A little chilly.
Yeah. So it depends on what the temperature already is.
Yeah. What storms are blowing through.
So in Germany, if it's always cold, your rain's going to be cold.
Always cold.
That's just what it is. Mm-hmm. But if it's warm and it rains, it'll be warm. That's science, in my opinion. Spread Happiness asked, who is the most unexpected person that follows you? Mine is, I think Amy Schumer, I don't know if she still does, but Amy Schumer used to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if she still does, but she did, and that was unexpected. Do you have anyone shocking that follows you?
You.
Shocking. Hey, I know a lot of kids that block their parents on social media. So it is quite shocking that I follow shocking. You.
I think all my kids follow me.
I believe we do.
Yeah.
So that's shocking. Yeah. I don't really check who follows me that often.
Me either.
I don't.
Me either.
No.
Come on, come all. It's fine.
There you go. Tilly asks, what part of a kid's movie completely scarred you?
Bambi.
Did Mommy's it? Oh, you had a quick answer.
Oh, gosh. That was traumatizing.
I have to say, every scary part in every kid's movie scarred me. I still don't like watching them.
Yeah.
I hated the fact that, what was it, Disney that said, with every laugh, there should be a cry.
Oh, he made you cry.
He made sure.
Gut-wrenching stuff.
Every time I watch a movie with like Bailey or Jacob Parker, like one of the Disney movies, they're like, no, we have to fast forward this part. I'm like, yeah, we do. This is terrifying.
The Lion King?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Please. What is Disney?
That is very traumatizing.
Yes.
Very traumatizing.
Yes.
All of it is. So everyone needs to calm down with the sad. Why can't kids things are supposed to be happy.
Up.
Why aren't they happy?
Up is sad.
Up is sad. It up is down, so man. Sad. Up is down. The whole thing. I don't know why kids movies are like really freaking terrifying.
And yet we watch them over again.
We do. Spread Happiness also asks, opinions on the sound of your own voice.
No. Let's just not go there.
Do you ever listen to the podcast?
Yeah, I did in the very, very beginning.
And now you don't?
And
I have to say, you get used to it. As someone who edits my own voice very, very, very often, you get used to it. It's just one of the things that you never hear before.
Right.
And then you just kind of get used to it.
I think it's the same as like you guys videoing yourselves and stuff. You're used to it. Where if I stuck the camera on me, I'm like, don't know what to do.
I'm very used to the whole thing. So it sucked at first. I hated it at first.
Yeah.
You never sound how you think you sound.
No, you don't.
Which is weird though, because I'm hearing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I hearing myself wrong?
Okay. So when I play the piano, I've recorded that. And it doesn't sound the same as when I played it.
What is happening?
Is that I have crazy ears or something? I don't know.
I don't get it.
My ears.
But it's only our ears when we're doing the thing in that moment.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a scientific reason for all of this.
There must be.
I just don't know it because I'm not a scientist. I'm jet lagged. Becky asks, why do babies not drink water when they are newborns, even though water is essential for life?
Because they get all the water from their mommies. Breast milk or from their formula.
Exactly. I think we don't want to fill them up with
water. We want them to have their nutrients.
All of their food is liquid at the moment, so don't fill them up with a liquid without nutrients and vitamins and stuff.
Yes.
So they hydrated from the milk and the formulas.
Yes.
That's all. I think that's a legitimate question.
It is.
With that answer.
You wonder. Like, I like when people think.
There you go.
And they want to know.
There is no stupid question.
None.
Just stupid answers.
Yes. And I've given quite a few.
Oh, yes. Caitlin asked if the chicken is actually a rooster. Do you know for sure if that's just the rooster?
A chicken is there's either hens.
No, is your chicken a rooster?
Yes. Sorry, I thought we were having a little sex ed talk there. Yes, Cotton Top, sadly, is a rooster. And I say sadly because I won't be able to keep him.
There you go. All right.
Because I want him to live a full life crowing and not put a anti-crow collar on him and...
Are there really anti-crow collars?
Yeah, it's like an elastic band.
Their necks are so thin.
Yeah. You put it around them, but you can stick your fingers in it, so it's not like choking them. And I haven't researched it enough to know if it's because they can't get that crow stance enough to make the crow complete.
Yeah, go let them live a crow life.
I would prefer my chickens live their lives.
Yeah,
the way God intended.
Yeah, there you go.
So if anybody has a farm and wants a Polish hen.
Oh, don't open that door, Mom.
Not hen, rooster.
Nathaniel says, what's your favorite type of weather to just sit outside in the quiet? I know mine. Mine is either when it's nighttime and like 79 degrees out, like when it's a warm night, mm-hmm. you will get eaten by mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Or when it's raining out and you're under a porch.
I like at about 5-ish, 5-6 o'clock, and you sit out on the back patio and there's a cool ocean breeze blowing.
Ah, what's the temperature?
About 73.
You like it a little cooler than me.
Yeah. And then in the cool breeze on top of that.
There you go. All right. Do you have anything else to add to this short podcast? It's only 34 minutes long so far.
Jet lag.
No, I don't. That's what we're titling this, is just jet lag.
Thank you.
I would come up with really bad titles for this podcast. None of them are grabbing titles.
I think our titles are amazing.
I try and give it like it is.
Right?
Did you guys watch the video? I know not a lot of people did. I did a clickbait or not video with my mom where we played a game where I showed her titles and thumbnails of YouTubers' videos, and she had to say if it was clickbait and then try and guess what the video's about before we watched it. And I think it was a fantastic video idea.
It was.
I had a lot of fun doing it.
It was. It was fun.
Yeah. Okay, but that's it for today. Happy left-handed day. You know, like the podcast. Give it some 5 stars on whatever you're watching. Thumbs it up. On whatever you're watching, whatever you're listening. It's really hard to switch from YouTube lingo to podcast lingo. I haven't made the switch. It's okay. All right. We love you. Take us out, Mom.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.